So if you have been listening since this morning, then you may have caught the Sea Harvest is visiting us again with some great informative interviews. Now we have a familiar voice to RX Radio. Pradyun Sile joined the Heart and Stroke Foundation as a Health Promotions Officer in August after leaving the DOH, where she had been working as a nurse. She is passionate about public health, improving the quality of life for individuals and communities through health promotion and disease prevention. Welcome to the show. Please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, Emily, and afternoon to the listeners of Red Cross Radio, and thank you for having me. Just like you said, I am Prudence Sicele, working as a health promotions officer at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. I have been working as a nurse, like you said, and I'm more passionate about people's lives and improving the health that includes prevention of diseases. So that's why we're also here, so that we can help improve people's lives and help them prevent diseases in the simplest ways that they can use at home as well.
Which important vitamin does fish contain, and what is the vitamin good for?
Fish includes all the important vitamins the body needs, that when we count vitamin A, which is good for the eyesight as well, and we're counting vitamin B, which is good for bone development and the strong teeth, as well as vitamin B, which is actually more important, especially for the children and the pregnant women. If a pregnant woman can also improve the nervous system of a baby inside the body.
How is fish fat good for us?
Fish fat has contain that good fat that we usually call our fatty fat. We usually hear people saying don't take fats, but fish contains the healthy fatty acids that are very good for your body. They help in reducing inflammation that can really make our arteries clot, and that can also expose us to strokes and other heart diseases. So if we consume fish, which is very good in omega-3, we have like lots of benefits that we can benefit from. It improves our memories. It strengthens our bones, like we've said. It improves sleep as well. If you're struggling with sleep, just eat like 2 servings of fish per week, because that's what is usually recommended by the Heart and Stroke Foundation, that you can use like 2 servings of fish. That can also improve for young women who are still starting their menstrual cycle. It improves that so that they don't even have pains. The important thing, because it contains all those good nutrients, it's good for building immunity as well. And we know that if you have good immune system, then you can fight off all other infections that also include the COVID-19 that we're struggling with these days.
Is it true that people with high cholesterol levels shouldn't eat fish?
No, that is not true. We all need a certain amount of fish. And it also depends, Emily, also on the way we prepare our fish. We encourage that we can use baking and avoid using too much oil when you're preparing fish. Because, you know, cholesterol is as bad as any other condition in our bodies. But it has been proven that fish, omega-3 that is found in fish, it improves the good cholesterol that we need in our body. But there's no evidence that it affects the bad cholesterol, that it improves the bad cholesterol. So in that way, because there's so many benefits that fish has for our hearts and for our brains, we are encouraging that people can still use fish even if they have high cholesterol. It helps regulate the good cholesterol that we need in our body. So it's actually 100% safe to consume fish even if you're struggling with high cholesterol.
How is fish good for the heart?
There's lots of benefits. Like I've mentioned, it helps prevent the inflammation. So we know that if you're having inflammation, that your blood will struggle to move in between your arteries so that it takes nutrients all throughout the body. And the other thing that it happens, it prevents the narrowing of the blood vessels also, that really makes people suffer from heart diseases and strokes unexpectedly. The other important thing that the fish does is that it improves the movement of the blood, so that also prevents any kind of diseases that can happen in your heart. It's like a lot of benefits. That's why we also said when we're looking at Sea Harvest, it's one of those fish that is endorsed by our HeartMark program, that usually is the fish that is checked to ensure that it does not contain too much oil, does not contain too much salt or any other bad content that can harm our bodies. So if you consume fish, especially the Sea Harvest fish, you know that you are consuming fish that has been checked, that is good for your heart, that is good for your brain and your optimum health as well.
How can fish assist in minimizing the risk of having a stroke?
Oh, that is also another good factor, because we said since people with cholesterol are not supposed, we were asking if people with cholesterol can take fish. Since we know that cholesterol also is a risk factor for stroke, we now know that you can take fish if you're having high cholesterol. That can also help in boosting your brain health as well, because we know that stroke is one thing that happens in the brain, not in the heart. If you're taking fish, you know you are minimizing your chances of having a stroke, because it also lowers the bad fat that is in the blood system, what we usually call triglycerides. So it also lowers that, so that improves the movement of the blood within the blood vessels where strokes are usually coming from. Strokes will usually come if there's a blockage in our blood system causing the stroke. So if we're taking fish, consuming the right amount of fish prepared in the right way, that can help prevent us from having strokes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'll just like to encourage people not to shy away from fish. Just use any kind of fish that Sea Harvest have, so that you know that you are promoting your good health. Like, the good immunity is one of the good things that we all want to have during these times. And it's also winter, there's flu, there's every kind of other infection. So if you can use fish, prepare it in a good way and not too much. We know that too much of anything is dangerous. We encourage that you use like 2 servings of any kind of fish. It could be tuna, it could be tin fish, it could be fish fingers, hake, or anything, but just prepare it in a good way that will not harm your body, that will not harm your heart as well.